Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 19th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the life and legacy of the late Roy Bennett, the former Opposition Movement for Democratic Change treasurer and also a member of parliament.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindevele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the death of former MDC parliamentarian Roy Bennett, who died in a plane crash in New Mexico, USA, on Wednesday.
Bennett, affectionately known as Pachedu, is the former Treasurer General of the MDC. Bennett was living outside the country following the invasion of his farms and his subsequent jailing for assaulting a minister, died with his wife Heather and several others in a helicopter crash.
Bennett lost all his farms when Zimbabwe embarked on a land reform program, which was criticized by many nations, including USA and Britain, in that led to these countries imposing targeted sanctions on some top ZANU-PF members for alleged human rights and also election fraud.
To join the show right now, follow us on Facebook, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Yeah, lingal chona njani Zulomucha, Zulomutle. Sensi Tomuch, Limucha, ngoba lamhlanje, uhlelo lolu chalolo. So, uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje, sikhokha ngakhona ukubhubha kwaMnumzana uRoy Bennett. Wayesaziwa ukuthi ngubajethi, wayekhuluma ke ulimi lwesishona silokuzwakalayo. Njalo wayelilunga le-MDCT. So waqhasa ke eku-MDC waba ngu-treasurer general kumbomgcini ngcebo wasuka khonapho ke wangena ke kubandla kangakubandla futhi enzikini yangkhona lapho ke kade engumuntu onganothandwa ngabantu abaningi siyawazi abantu bezibabho abaningi bangani bamthanda bebemthanda kuzobuya ke okunye uBennett wakwachaya umnumzana Patrick Chiramaza kusakhumbula ke Blessing khona ngale parliamente kwangani kuvuka umsindo uBennett uthi wayethethisiwe so uchinamasa wasesithi hayi ubaba lowo wayevele ethanda izibhakela so ke kungani kunjalo ke zulukandaba
onguka hamwadiwa nasi tirauti tinge tichitaura nezvenyaya inosuwisa zvikuru yekushaya kwava Roy Bennett vaizikanwa nevakawanda kuti Pachedu nenyaya yekuti vaikwanisa kunyatsodedemura kutaura nerurimi rweshona uye ndivo mumwe wevashoma-shoma vari kumapato anopikisa vakakwanisa kubudirira kukunda musarudzo dzekumaruwa kuchimanimani ndoko vakakwanisa kunge vachikunda ivo muna 2000 musarudzo dzakaitwa ikoko vakamirira MDC zvinova zvakapa kuti vamwe vati ndo zvakazoita kuti vatange kutyorerwa kodzero dzavo zvakanyanya nehurumende yevaive mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Of course, Gibbs, before we introduce our panelists, I did talk to some people who knew Mr. Bennett very well. So let's just take a listen to this story and then we can introduce our panelists. Former Opposition Movement for Democratic Change legislator and treasurer Roy Bennett, who died in a helicopter crash in New Mexico, America, has been described as a patriot by those who worked with him for years. Bennett and four other people, his wife, Eileen Heather Bennett, 55, a passenger from Texas, and the helicopter's pilot and co-pilot, died when their private helicopter crashed after taking off from Raton, New Mexico. But who was Roy Bennett? In his own words, in an exclusive interview with Studio 7 after he was acquitted in his treason trial, Bennett said he wanted to see a democratic Zimbabwe.
The people of Zimbabwe have come out in full force. I have been overwhelmed by support from the people in Zimbabwe endorsing this position. So, you know, we are never going to get the people out in the street. We know we're dealing with a murderous regime that's going to kill anybody that's down there. We also know that my fellow colleagues in Zimbabwe, if they made a statement like I've made, would be arrested, put into prison, killed or worse. So therefore, I happen to be in a position, understanding exactly how we think and what our policies and principles are, to make that call. The numbers just don't add up. It's absolutely physically impossible to have a swing when the country of Zimbabwe is going through the hardships that it is, when the people of Zimbabwe and the energy that they showed in going into these elections showed that it was an energy from suffering and from suffering for the Mugabe regime. There's absolutely no ways there was a genuine swing by the people's will.
Bennett, 60, joined the MDC in 1999 and shocked many people when he decided to contest and win in Chimanimani, Manicaland province, considered to be a ruling ZANU-PF rural stronghold. Political analysts say perhaps because he was a white farmer with an enormous following among his overwhelmingly black electorate, Bennett became a head figure for President Robert Mugabe. On May 10, 2000, the family's farm was invaded. Mrs. Bennett, 5 months pregnant, suffered a miscarriage when the ZANU-PF mobs stormed their farm. Award-winning American film producer Lori Conway says she recalls talking to the Bennetts about the miscarriage in London.
Well, it was actually Roy who was describing the experience of having their farm forcibly taken from them and them forcibly removed. That was my question to them, to relate that experience. And in the course of that answer, he described how Heather was accosted by these thugs, these war veterans, and how she was beaten up, essentially. And at the time, she was pregnant. And I remember moving my camera from his face over to hers. And, you know, her eyes were down, and you could just see she was reliving that moment, and it was so painful for her.
Two of their black workers, Stephen Tonera and Shemi Chimbara, were allegedly murdered during the farm invasions. Three women who lived on the farm were allegedly raped. Bennett was arrested in 2002 and tortured for 4 days by the notorious Central Intelligence Organization. In late 2002, the Bennetts left the Charleswood farm, their home, for almost 10 years. In 2006, then-Deputy Agriculture Minister-designate Bennett was charged with treason for allegedly plotting to assassinate President Robert Mugabe. His lawyer for this trial was Beatrice Mutetwa, who described Bennett as a patriot.
You know, he was a patriotic person, that his patriotism became infectious.
In 2004, Bennett famously lost his temper in a parliament brawl with the ZANU-PF then Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa. Bennett pushed Chinamasa to the ground in a row over a land redistribution program. As a result, Bennett was imprisoned for several months, an experience he described as a living hell. President Emmerson Mnangagwa, then Speaker of Parliament, overruled efforts to have Bennett's sentence dismissed by an ordinary court of law. Human rights lawyer Arnold Sunga says despite these challenges, Bennett remained resolute.
Bennett, I think, is probably the most honest person that I have ever worked with.
ZANU-PF spokesman Simon Kayamoyo also told Studio 7 that the nation has been robbed by the death of Bennett.
Well, no death is ever pleasant, and certainly such a tragic death is even more agonizing, particularly to the family and the relations.
At the time of his death, Bennett was no longer very active in politics, having been forced to go into semi-exile. Of course, Gibbs, that summarizes the life of Roy Bennett. You know, quite...
Yeah, it's quite a nice story, actually. I think you did one of the best stories I've heard of late, you know.
Thank you.
And then the other thing is, you still remember that Bennett is the first guy in Zimbabwe to walk into parliament wearing shorts.
Indeed. You remember that? He was quite a character.
Yeah, he was quite a brown
character. So yeah, with brown, Chinabasa and
what I vividly remember is Mr. Mutasa Town trying to trip him, you know?
Indeed.
Yeah,
indeed.
So do we have any guests then?
We are trying to get in touch with MDC T Vice President, Honorable Nelson Chamisa. And who else were you trying to...
Apostle Emidian Dube is in South Africa.
Yes. Anyone online? Mr. Chamisa?
Mr. Zulu, I'm now here.
Thank you so much for...
Nikona Kakulu, Ndavapano.
Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, yeah, so, Mr. Chamisa, thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, the tragic death of Mr. Bennett... What can you say about him?
Well, quite a shock, like any other of unexpected tragic events. We didn't expect it. In fact, we were looking forward to having a meeting with Roy early in the year, because we're discussing some strategic issues around taking the path forward and the struggle forward. It's a pity that the wife was actually here over the weekend. Little did we know that this was, a way of saying goodbye. So, yes, we have lost a brave fighter, a brave Democrat, a patriot, a man who loved others. Patriotism, is something that emphasizes, the belongingness of each one of us to another. As a community, as a people, and of course, we transcended the issue of skin color. For Bennett, what mattered was not your tribe, your skin color, your race, but the color of your conviction, the color of your patriotism, and the color of your love, and the love for the country.
Thank you, Mr. Chamisa. Please do stay on the line. I think we have our second guest, Apostle Midian Dube. Apostle Dube, good evening.
Good evening, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for joining us. Of course, today we are talking about the late Roy Bennett.
Yes.
Give us your thoughts about the man.
Hey, it's quite sad. It's quite saddening. I read it with a lot of heartbreak this morning. I think Zimbabwe is one man short today. The opposition is poorer. This is one man that I had so much respect in terms of his principles, in terms of his vision and values, particularly for what I saw him doing for the people of Manicaland, for the support that he had and the support that people had for him as a politician. I think we have lost a visionary. We have lost a man who was a Zimbabwean at heart, no matter what the color of his skin was. He showed that we can all be Zimbabweans and belong to the same country and have the same struggle and win together and celebrate our victories together. We are saddened. And we really feel at sea. We have lost a man. We have lost a gentleman. We have lost a human rights fighter, a legend in our political landscape.
Yeah, maskangela ke Baba Dube. Ungacho ukuthi kujale kanganani ukuthi kube lo muntu omhlophe okhuluma ulimo lwabantu nje lapha abahlala khona.
Akujwayelekanga Dube. Kujwayeleke ukuthi abantu baqakathekiso lwabo ulimi. Engathi nje loba sikhuluma ngathi sodwa sinje. Kwezinye isikhathi uyafica ukuthi kamfisi kukhuluma isishona lo muntu okhuluma isishona, kumbe kamfuni ukukhuluma isiNdebele lo muntu okhuluma isiNdebele. But yena ubekhuluma ulimi lwabantu ahlala phakathi kwabo. Ubekhuluma into ezwakalayo, umbona ukuthi ulesifiso sokuthi akhuluma azwakale ebantwini abakhuluma kibo. Ngoba yebo abantu abaningi befundile eZimbabwe besizwe isilungu, kodwa besazi ukuthi yena lapho ekhona endaweni esemakhaya kuqakatheke kakhulu ukuthi akhulume ulimi olungazwaziwa ngabantu. Ube yisibonelo esihle, utshengisile ebantwini ukuthi ukuba ngumZimbabweni enhlizweni singakubonakalisa ebantwini.
Mm. So what Apostle Minton Dube is saying that Mr. the late Bennett was a person who was a shoulder above many people because mm-hmm. he used to speak the local language
mm-hmm.
and even he would try any other languages
mm-hmm.
whenever he was. And he says it's rare that some people do that.
Mm-hmm.
Even let's say a Shona Ndebele person,
mm-hmm.
you hear some people saying, ah, I can't speak your language.
Indeed.
But he says he was always trying any language
mm-hmm.
and interacting with people in a very good way.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Chamisa? Mr. Chamisa?
I'm here, Zulu.
Yes, sir. And of course, as you are aware, America on Monday was celebrating the life of Martin Luther King, who famously said in his I Have a Dream speech that he hoped that his four little children would not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. It's the same week that Roy Bennett, he has also died. He was very, very popular amongst the black electorate in Chimanimani, in so much that he shocked many when he won that constituency. Why was he so popular in Chimanimani?
What makes a man or a woman popular is how people you are. How close are you to the people? How popular is your heart, your deeds, your actions, your commission, and even your omissions with the people? Now, if you look at Roy Bennett was embedded in the community. He would work with the community, through the community, for the community, by the community, and all his actions were totally connected to the aspirations of the people. You go to South Food Farm today, you see the evidence of the destruction that has gone into that farm just a couple of weeks ago. What is clear is that this farm, which was once one of the best farms in the country, has just gone down the drain. And it's quite a pathetic thing. You then say, this is what the man worked for. He worked to make sure that Zimbabwe would be a different country. We must make sure that the community in Chimanimani would be a community with a difference. And this is what made Mr. Bennett very popular. I know Bennett very well. We traveled together severally. I would share jokes. He was a loving man. He was a God-fearing man. He didn't keep grudges. I know that at some point in Parliament, when he floored Minister Chinamasa, I hold myself accountable and responsible for having caused that. But I'm the one who said to him, that's the guru. Because everyone, in Shona. And before I finished saying that, I saw Chinamasa on the floor. So, yes, that is a sin I must say I committed and I must confess. Bennett was not a violent man, but he was provoked, and I also made the mistake of trying to fuel and, propagate that provocation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that confession, Mr. Chamisa. Tinenge tine muteriri mukoma Love Day. Makadi?
Tiripo, makadiwo, Mr. Jonga.
Aiwa, tiripo. Ndiva Zulu vajonga nasi varipa off vanozodzoka nemuvuro. Tipewo pfungwa dzedu.
Aiwa, ndinotenda.
Mhm.
Ini ndinoti Mr. Zulu. Chinhu chinosuwisa zvikuru kurasikirwa nava Bennett.
Uh-huh.
Nokuti tinoona kuti va Bennett munhu wakabatsira zvikuru mubudiriro yenyika. Nokuti tikatarisa panyadze kushandisa mapurazi zvinyemwero, kushandisa mapurazi kuita kuti nyika ibudirire vakabatsira zvikuru. Zvakare tinoona kuti va Bennett munhu akanga aine Zimbabwe pamoyo. Munhu akanga achida vanhu sevanhu asingatarise kuti ganda rake rakaita sei. Saka inini ndinoti nyika yarasikirwa nemunhu anga aine Zimbabwe pamoyo. Saka ndinoti vaBennett ngavazorore murugare.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Love Day nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, ndinotenda zvikuru.
Tinotenda zvikuru. That was Mr. Love Day. Gibbs, you saying that, the late Bennett was a patriot. Mm-hmm. He was committed to see a developed Zimbabwe, and this indeed is a great loss to the nation.
Mm-hmm. Sibuyele kuwe ke mpostoli omkhulu, Baba Dube, usakhona ncingwane?
Yebo, Dube.
Ye, nxa sesikhangele ke okwakulwelwa ngumnumzana Bennett, kambe ukuthi okwafezekayo kuyini?
Uyena ngingathi mina yena ngokwakhe wanelisa ukufeza lokho kwakuyisifiso sakhe, especially ebantwini basechimanimani. Ubengumuntu obekwazi ukuthi uyasebenza, imali ayenzayo uyenza ngenxa yabantu abamsekelayo kubhizinisi lakhe. So wayebisela, lokho esingathi kubusiness plowing back, ebisela lokho akutholileyo ebantwini asebenza lapho. Wayelwela ukuthi abantu bonke babe namalungelo afana naye, ikakhulu uma sikhuluma ngenhlala kahle langomnotho langempumelelo. Ubesilwa esenzela ukuthi abantu bonke baphathwe ngendlela efanayo, and I think abanye abantu akuzange kwabaphatha kahle ukuthi uzathi elesikhumbe esimhlophe abe sesenza ezinye izinto azadlule lokhu thina okumele sikwenzele abafowethu, abazali bethu, odadewethu lezigaba zakho. Singathi thina ubengumuntu obengazisebenzeli yena, kodwa ubesebenzela ikakhulu umphakathi. Ubelozwelo, ubenomusa, ubelothando olubonakalayo. Kulusizi kakhulu ukuthi sikhuluma ngaye engasekho, bese simangala ukuthi ozothwala umsebenzi awuqalileyo awuphutshise ngubani. Makalale ngokuthula.
Ye, ngicela ukufaka ngesilungu lokho, ngingakuphambanisa sibili ngakuzama.
Yes, I'm saying Bennett was a selfless man. He was a man who knew that his business stood because of the people around him that were support him. So he plowed back part of the process of his business. He was a kind man. He was a man who had people in his heart. He was a man who fought for their rights. He was a man who was willing to see development in the area where he was, and indeed in Zimbabwe in general. And it's a pity that we are talking about a man that has departed. And I'm saying this evening, may his soul rest in peace.
Yes, yabo kakhulu ke Dube. Sicela ubambe khonapho. Siloba uPatrick ecingweni. Baba Patrick, kunjani? Baba Francis, yeah, Patrick and Francis, phosa uhambelana. Baba Francis, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba, kunjani ndana?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Sibonga bani.
Ngumathemera.
Ye, akutsho ukuthi udaba lolu lubona njani olokudlula kukaBennett? Kambe wena ubona zani wenzelani lezwe leZimbabwe?
Lapha sasekele kakhulu baba lapha ngendaba kaBennett la. Ngumuntu sikade ezimisele ukuthi ilizwe litshintshe, sibe lombuso omutsha, sibili othokozayo, but hey, akwehlule bami.
So-ke kodwa ubona ngazani banenganganani abamhlophe kwele Zimbabwe akade besenza njengomnumzana uBennett?
Baba la ingxa yababili abathathu, hayi indoda sikade abhizinisele sibili empilweni yayo nemuli yakhe, sibili ukuthi iZimbabwe itshintshe.
So kodwa nxa umuntu ekhuluma ulimi lwakho esenza konke-ke okumele ukwenze wena njalo okwenzayo, kuyabe kusijoni sibili kuwe ngaphakathi sibili xa ungatshela abantu beZimbabwe ngakhonokho?
Into that esimangalisayo ukuthi umuntu ade khuluma isishona fluent, umuntu ade isimanimani la mapulazi akhe, izisebenzi zakhe sibile beziphathe kahle. Hawu, umuntu sibe ade esetshintshile lapho ukuthi isezimbabweni.
So-ke manje ibadla le-MDC pho nxa selilahlekelwe liqhawe elinje, kuthiwani-ke mnumzana?
Ya, hey. Hayi, into edlulayo baba nje, abanye kumele befunde from kuye, bethathe baphathele khona baye phambili.
Ehhe, poselokugcina baba.
Hayi, ngapho ngokuthi hayi, uba uBennett kalale ngokuthula baba.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke mnumzana, ube le mpela vike enhle kakhulu Francis.
Bani baba khona ngapho.
Bye bye. So that is Mr. Francis. He's really expressing some sadness, you know, over the death of Mr. Bennett. He says he was a great man, really. And it's rare to have people speaking your own language, and you're not of the same kind of, you know, ethnic group. So he says it's a very great loss to Zimbabwe.
Todzoka kwamuri vachamisa. Vachamisa pane zvambotaurwa here nezveurongwa hwekuradzikwa kwavo?
Atatanzwa mashoko atingati akakodzera kufakura kunyika. Asi tine nyaya tiri kutevera zvikuru nemwoyo unoda uye nepfungwa dzakadzama kuti dei tazama kuona kuti tingabatsira sei kupawo gamba redu ruremekedzo runokodzera. Tarisa mabasa, zviito, pfungwa, mazano nezvakapuwa nekupakurwa kunyika navaBenet nemudzimai wavo Mazidza Benet. Saka takamirira kunzwa kuti muri uchatii semaitiro edu nguva dzese dzose. Tinogarotema nemhuri, asi tinoziva kuti tichema nemhuri yekwaBenet isuwo tiri mhuri hombe yakanga ichishandawo nababa Benet ANPC kana kuti vechinja. Saka ticharamba takangotarisa kuzivisa nyika panenge tachikodzera kuti nyika izive nekuti semazira munyika yaBenet vanga vakuita basa vari muZambia kwavanga vane purazi ranga richibata moto kushanda zvakanaka zvichibudisa mbesa dzinoshamisa zvikuru. Saka chinhu chatinotarisira kuti patinotaura nevana vacho nehanzvadzi yacho mudzimai hanzvadzi yavaBenet tisange tichikurukura nokuonesana kuti zvinofanira kuitwa ndezvipi togozivisa nyika.
Maybe if I may ask you to repeat that in English. Gibbs is always accusing me of misquoting people. I asked Mr. Chamisa if there are any burial arrangements. Mr. Chamisa, if you may respond.
Oh, yes. We have not yet concretized or ascertained with the family what the burial arrangements are. We await communication from the family as to how we are going to proceed, where it's going to be buried. Of course, we would want to have a very deliberate input there and also our contribution to make sure that we give a hero's send-off to Roy Benet and the wife, who was equally a powerful heroine in her own right because of the vicissitudes of life, the circumstances she went through, and all the suffering, the pain she was subjected to, the losses incurred. So, yes, we are going to be announcing to the nation as and when we receive the information and news as to the burial arrangement. As it is right now, you may be aware that this is something that just happened yesterday, and it happened for a far field in North America. That requires a lot of coordination and effort. But as and when we get the details, we are happy to share with all those who may be interested in sending Bennett and the wife in a way that is befitting of our hero, our patriot, our democrat, and our fellow brother and comrade.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chamisa. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the tragic event that happened on Wednesday in New Mexico, the death of Roy Benet, so much beloved in Chimanimani, where the people there nicknamed him Pachedu, to mean he was one of us. Of course, Benet was a white farmer, but he was very popular. Against all odds, he managed to beat ZANU-PF in a rural constituency in the parliamentary elections of 2000. And after that, the allegations that the persecution just started forcing him to go into exile. Mr. Chamisa just pointed out there that he was now based in Zambia. He had a farm in neighboring Zambia. Tinemwe mutereri mukomanhamo Goronga. Makadi mukomanhamo?
Nofara makadiwo.
Aiwa, tiri nani. Nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Inyaya yakaoma. Iregai nditi tine urombo zvikuru kumhuri yekwaBenet nechitiko chaisangana nacho chakadai kuoma. Tinosiya nyika isina kana neromuromo, nekuti tikatarisa basa ranga richiitwa navaBenet. vaBenet munhu wanga achishandira nyika pamwe chete nomudzimai wavo, munhu wanga ane chido nekuti nyika dai yaenderera mberi dai nyika yabudirira kutambura kwose kubve kwapera asi nokuda hako kwematongere amwari hatina mamwe matavurira atingaita ngatingoti ivo vabheneti ngavazorore murugare nemudzipamo chete nemudzimai wavo asi chatinoziva ndechokuti basa ranga richiitwa navabheneti rokurwira kusunungura vanhu hatisi takarirega ende hatisi takatota mavoko kunyange iko kwavanoenda ikoko mugara pachedu ngavangorambawo vachingotimiriravo isu hatisi kuzotota mavoko kurega zvanhu ichiita zvayano zvainoda zvinova zvanga zvisingadikwi nemushakabvu varoi bheneti nomudzimai wavo saka vabheneti nomudzimai fambai rwendo rwenyu zvakanaka nhau yokurwisa yekubvisa zvanhu pachigaro tingori nayo kusvika takunda
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukomana nhamo goronga
tinotenda zvikuru mandipawo mukana uno
tinotenda zvikuru that's nhamo goronga there Gibbs is saying that of course Mr. Bennett and his wife have passed on but that is God's way and judgment. There's nothing that people can do, but he's saying that it is important for Zimbabweans to continue to fight for democracy in order for the nation to realize what Mr. Bennett had been fighting for all his life.
Now, turning back to you, Apostle Midian Dube, are you still on the line? Are you there, Apostle Dube?
Yes, yes, I'm there.
Now, we know that not everybody is perfect. Actually, there's no one who's perfect in life. Now, making a reflection on what Mr. Bennett did, the late Bennett did in Parliament, he floored Chinamasa and Mr. Didymus Mutasa tried to fight back and all those kind of things. But, you know, it was through provocation, like what Mr. Chamisa was saying. So, as a minister of religion, how do you handle such things whenever you go for a funeral, and they ask you to deliver a sermon? So normally, do you avoid such things? Do you mention some of these things, or you don't necessarily have to mention them? Is it taboo?
It's very important that we put things in perspective. Everyone has a moment of weakness. Everyone has a point where they may lose their emotions. We may not judge their lives entirely based on one incident. So it's important, even as we talk about him, even as we reflect about him, to reflect on it as a moment of weakness and as a moment of emotion. There is nothing wrong about talking about it. It's not taboo. As long as we are putting it in the right picture of how the events unfolded, which, like Mr. Jamsa has already said, it was an issue of provocation. But that must never be allowed to overshadow the good that the man did for Zimbabwe. It must never be allowed to take away the demonstration of him being a Democrat, him being a fighter for human rights. And I think that if there is a lesson that Zimbabwe can learn, it is the lesson of selflessness. It is the lesson of servant leadership. The ability to put others before you. Many of us put ourselves before the nation and before those that we serve. Ministers, presidents are supposed to be servants of the people, but they become our rulers. They become our bosses. And we need to learn from Mr. Bennett that people come first before a political party, and the country comes back first before any leadership.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, we have many people following on Facebook and WhatsApp. Let's just give a shout out to some of them. We have Abi Matarutse. Thank you so much. Pension Katsuro, Arguti, our true hero, Naamai Bennett, for all races. May their souls rest in peace. Gideon Ramaphosa, watching you live from South Africa, Midrand. Thank you so much. We also have Peter Jones watching live from Botswana. Ngari Jacob from Mombasa in Kenya. Thank you so much. Libat Mashoko, rest in peace. Bennett, may your soul rest in peace. Majoka Mishek says, I'm watching from Musina, South Africa. Brian Zanamwe, may his soul rest in peace. Francis Sibanda watching from Kai, Zimbabwe. Thank you so much. Tatenda Chin, may ye soul rest in peace. Percy Masaga, sleep with the angels, Mr. Bennett. Nikki Kays, Arukuti Sifikile. Clemens Muchemedze watching from Masringo. Tatenda from Karoi. Tatenda Chin from Karoi. Enemia Chibushe from Harare. Clemens Machemedze, may ye soul rest in peace. Joyce Juma watching from Gaberoni. Clemens Machemedze, Apinda Arukuti Fe. Then Reis Dube na Hanombe V. Royd Arukuti watching from Lusaka, Zambia. Get.
And we've got a lot of people who are also following us on VOA Ndebele and VOA Studio 7 Facebook pages. And one of them is James Thomas Mangena, who writes, Lichona Njani, bad news, Roy Bennett is gone. We lost a big and honest father in the world. Then we've got David Jaha, who says, rest in peace, Roy Bennett. Then Pamela Kumalo writes, Lichona Njani, lezibuhlungu aziphele. Then we've got Roy Masiane, who says Roy Bennett, like any other person, was not a saint. Then Tlalani Msiza says, I'm watching you live, Gibbs and Chonga from Musina. So Tlalani Msiza, the face that you are seeing near me here is Blessing Zulu, identity one. Yeah? So mm-hmm. I think so, yes.
I think there's another
caller.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So this is Utis Lobani Cohen. Nenge Kunjan. Hello.
Yes, you're still about.
I speak a cool name. What's your name?
I'm still about.
Yeah, I'm watching my old papa who happened in Jalo. Like a pillow, I can see my pillar. Laban to base bab.
Yeah, Tina City's regular call on Sakumbula Mazuaki is Okutas abandoned to the magazine. They say they call. Why not Kulumin has what toys were born about the Raggy Tays in Babu? Why were you sitting there? She seven days in the morning. She stole a thing of toilet is two mezekai. Animals is your Netanga Konde, Ulama, Kumbura, the man Jaga said to Niki Baba, Lala go to.
Yes, so Kodapo can go away, Buagini. Wife ke sithini inqaze libona
ayi wayekhuthaza nje ukuthi njengabantu abancane nje singalivali ngoba sisemayi kwelimithetho ingane lingcono nje sikhumbule ekhaya lapho ejela khona sifuneze wayengakhulumi ngombangazi nje wayesikhuthaza nje ukuthi singalivali uyafana nomuntu uhambe ekuzingeleni Maestra, anga akumuzi kona ngale kodwa akumbula abantwana abuyele ekhaya.
Ehhe. So kodwa ke wayekhuluma ngesihlobo banqaye lani khona bonke. Ngesishona, ngesindebele, ngesizulu.
Wayekhuluma ngesishona khobo.
Yebo.
Yebo ba.
Wena wakuzwa kunjani nqaye khuluma ngesishona khona? Kwakusidini emzimbeni wakho.
Yeah, ngiyezwa engumuntu othanda abantu engilaba ndululo nje. Yabo.
Mhm. So ke akumvalelise sibili ngamafichane kolapho ba.
Sorry?
Ye umvalelise ke uBenedict ngamafichane kolapho phosa amazwi akho okugcina kolapho.
Oh. Ah, mntu amothala le mulumo nomngalo makali ukufungwazi yabantu. Uthitha mnonga ngimaya ukubele ngamahola kamuntu tenkuko amuye aba ivana kumunzi. Akatswana nana umara ukuta mari dzibe 2008 time yanzara nyika niyakalanzara so Roy Bennett apokako yidza mulare munhu muno
yes yakuzwa kakhulu ke baba uibizombane ngumlenga kumbe ngumbane bizo
mnenge
wo mnenge sibongela kakhulu baba mnenge ungathini lokusasa eh
yebo baba
yeah so that was Mr. Mnenge you were saying that
was that Tonga.
Yeah, that was Tonga, yes. Mm-hmm. So he was repeating what you said in Ndebele. So he was saying that Bennett used to visit people in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And he was speaking Shona and, you know, encouraged Zimbabweans to work hard and send money home,
mm-hmm.
Not to lose their minds down there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he says he was a man of the people. And by speaking in Shona, he was showing that he was part of the people, mm-hmm. like Majedu. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yeah.
Mr. Chamisa, are you still on the line?
Yes, sir.
Now, Mr. Chamisa, but it also appears that Mr. Bennett was not was no longer very active in politics, and he seems to have been frustrated, you know, by opposition politics. What was the problem?
Well, it's not correct that he was no longer active. He had just changed his positioning. As you know, he had not changed in that. He was committed wholeheartedly to the struggle for change, to the struggle for a new Zimbabwe. The only thing is that he no longer occupied an active role in the senior leadership, but we continue to engage, to share views in terms of...
It appears we got cut off there. Mm-hmm. We will try to call back Mr. Chamisa, but meanwhile, we have a call at Nimwe Mterere. Mkoma Edward Magadi. Mkoma Edward. Murepo ere parunare mkoma Edward. Nare zacho zine Gibbs.
What's we like apostle media Dube? Apostle Dube loko kwa nkwa wani babu?
Yebo Dube.
Ye, ngasi skangela njalo ke Apostle Dube. Siya wazi kuti abantu abanengi abamela abantu kukalisa maybe ku Jesus Christ. Bacha lungu ngezuse ntolongweni bayezwa konke behlukuluzwe kube into ezinjalo. So siyabona lapha lokuthi umnumzana uBennett wahlukuluzwa kakhulu ngurhulumente weZimbabwe. Phoke kwenziwa kuyini ukuthi abantu abalwela ilungelo labantu behlukuluzwe ngurhulumente?
Engingakutsho ukuthi Dube ukumela abantu buthatha ukuthi ukhuluma iqiniso njengoba linjalo. Mm-hmm. Isikhathi esiningi ngaba ngumuntu othanda ukukhuluma iqiniso njengoRoy Bennett uzivulela umnyango wokuhlukuluzwa, wokubotshwa, wokwethuselwa, wokuhamba ulandelwa. Kunjalo wonke umuntu okhuluma iqiniso, iqiniso libuhlungu, liyababa, kodwa ubuhle balo kalitshintshi. Lingazuvalelwe, lisala limile linjalo. And amazwi akhulunywe ngeqiniso azakuma enhliziyweni zabantu loba umuntu oboshiwe ngekho. So wahlukuluzwa ngesizathu sokuthi ukukhuluma iqiniso uvula abantu amehlo. Abantu abakhokhela abantu abanye abangafuni ukukhulunya iqiniso bafisa ukuthi kukhulunywe lokho abafuna ukukuzwa endlebeni zabo. Mm-hmm. Bafuna ukuthi kukhulunywe izinto ezithokozisa bona. Ungakhuluma ke izinto ezenza umphakathi uvula amehlo, uqala ukubuza imibuzo. Ugcina sokuthiwa umelana lo hulumende kumbe umelana lalaba abaphethe. So ke iqiniso linjalo Dube, but engingakutsho ukuthi kumele silikhulume loba libuhlungu, kumele silikhulume loba lizasivalelisa emajele, kumele silikhulume loba lizasenza sithukwe. Liqiniso leli uRoy alifelayo, yikubonisa abantu lokubavula amehlo ukuthi babheke babone izinto ezingahambi kahle elizweni.
Mm-hmm. So what the Apostle Mitten Dube is saying is that anyone who is a representative of the people is always a target of the government, and Roy Bennett was one of them. Mm-hmm. So he says the basic truth is that whenever you tell the truth, you become a target.
Indeed.
So, but he says don't run away from the truth. Always say the truth. You can be jailed. It doesn't matter. You can be, you know, intimidated. Keep on telling the truth. So he says the truth shall set you free.
I think Mr. Chamisa is back before we go to our next caller. Mr. Chamisa, you were talking about the issue of Mr. Bennett. I had asked a question about...
I'm gone.
I'm sorry, that line is bad. Regaitende kumterere. Mkoma Edward? Mkoma Edward?
Yes, we've got Mr. Nkala on the line. Baba Nkala, kunjani?
Ninjani, Dube.
How is Pili Nkala? Kunjani, abantwana?
Hey, abantwana, wapili, lezibigele lizulu.
Hai, zambigele ya kulu, ngapuwa Nkala Nkala.
Nsele kwele botwana.
Oh, yebo pela. Akucho ke uti ungatini, ngopi ngupupa kwa penalty.
Hey, silahlekele, shua, likawele.
Hmm.
Ah, silahlekele, hey. apathi uNkulunkulu uyakwazi into ayenzele kuyona.
Mm.
Eh.
Abadala vele bajale ukuthi isitsha esihle asidleli. Akunjalo.
Eh, isitsha esihle kasidleli.
Mhm.
Eh, hayi, ngalale ngokuthula.
Ye, kodwa ngazi ubona sibili ubona ngazani kuyini okwenza ukuthi uBenedict kahlanyezwe uNkulunkulu kangaka.
Eh, manje la wazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu kathanda umuntu ophumela egcekeni kanye ekhuluma iqiniso.
Mhm.
Noma ukukhuluma iqiniso bathi lekuchaya ikhanda kanye. Iyahlala sidlala amanqina mthokotsho.
Ehhe.
Eh.
So kodwa abantu kumele bethule yini kumbe kumele bekhulume kuphela?
Hayi, akumele bethule bele bekhulume, ukukhuluma nempakeziwe elalela izinto ezifuna ngabantu. Mhm. Eh, mele bekhuluma abantu bengathuli.
So kodwa ukhona yini onjengoBenedict la omhlophe ubona ngazana olwela ilungelo likaZulu njengalokho kanti sezwa ngoBenedict?
Angizwa.
Ukhona ongani umuntu omhlophe kwele Zimbabwe kumbe phandle kweZimbabwe abalwela kangaka ilungelo loluntu? Bakhona yini abamhlophe? Ya, inombolo le singasiphumekile mfowethu. So all what you are saying is that, you know, a great hero is gone. So the man was one of the best people that you can ever interact with, and the person was always fighting for people's rights.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, anyway, there's an Ndebele idiom which says, isitsha esihle kasidleli. Meaning that your best plate at home is the one that gets smashed at any moment. But the worst that you have, you always keep it there, you know? So he's really saddened about the departure of Bachet.
Let's go back to Apostle Dube. Apostle Dube, are you still on the line?
Yes, sir.
Now, Apostle Dube, all this land reform that we are talking about, the late Bennett lost his farm in 2000. Of course, there's still debate today. People saying this is why people were fighting the Liberation War. You know, it was because of the issue of the land, and maybe some would say former President Mugabe was right, and others would say, you know, the manner in which he went on the land redistribution program was wrong. What's your take on all this?
I think the basic fact, Brother Zulu, which we fought for the land in Zimbabwe. This is what we went to war for. But the problem that I have with land reform from around 1999 was the manner in which it was carried out. It was used as a tool to hoodwink people to think that the government of ZANU-PF was interested in empowering people by giving them their land. But unfortunately, it was hurried, it was disorderly, it was unplanned, and it brought Zimbabwe to a great poverty, and it destroyed the farming in Zimbabwe, and it took land from the whites and gave it to the few who are in power. People are owning 15 farms. They are owning 14 farms. So it's only an issue that we took away land from the white men and we gave it to those in senior leadership positions and those that are affiliated with the ruling party. It was chaotic, it was disorderly. Zimbabwe is in the economic crisis that it is today because of a disorderly land reform. Zimbabwe, which was the bread basket of Africa, has become the basket case of Africa. So the idea of land reform is a great one. It was then and it is today. But the manner in which it was done, it was chaotic and it destroyed our livelihoods.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Apostle Dube. Gibbs.
I'm told that Mr. Chamisa is back on the line. Mr. Chamisa, are you there?
I'm here. I wanted to say amen to Apostle Dube. Powerful there.
Mm-hmm. So now, adding to that, maybe you may talk about, you know, how the opposition is going to celebrate the legacy, or maybe to mark the legacy of Mr. Bennett. How are you going to do it? This guy, according to you, Mr. Chamisa, and others, is a great hero, right?
Very, indeed a very great hero. And what we are going to do is, as a party,
liaising with the family. We are going to try and have memorial programs and even prayer meetings just to celebrate his life, some church services. But we're also planning to have some lectures, memorial lectures, to highlight and spotlight upon the great cause of Honorable Benedetti as a parliamentarian, but also looking at the treasurer, he was in the party, reflecting on his contribution to the community's money, his efforts in the province. You know, I'm able to just indicate to you that for the first time, for us as an office at the provincial level, was an account of Mr. Bennett's contribution. So all his words, his statements, his ideas are obviously going to be something we will be focusing on. And we are still working out together with the family on how it is going to be done, because we are not yet clear as to the venue of the land today of this great fighter.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chamisa, and stay on the line. I think we've got a caller. Wabo Sibakhulule. Sibakhulule, unjani?
Ngiyaphila, ninjani?
Siphila kakhulu. So, telephone ukuthi sikuzwe kuhle baba.
Hayi, ngi-right, ngiyaphila.
Yeah, ungasifake ku-speakerphone. So, wena ubona njani udaba lolu luka Moyi, uBennett?
Ya, uBennett ngibona silahlekele kakhulu ngoba ngomunye wabamhlophe kade ezwela ilungelo labantu ukuthi abantu bakhululeke kucindezelo lolu esilubonayo. Abantu kade bengamaswela betshontsha imali ebabhekile zama ukuthi baphume naye. Baze bamgcina sebembekela amacebo ukuthi bamxotshele izweni. Umuntu kade leli lungelo kakhulu silahlekele sikhala kunye nefamily yakhe.
Ye, kodwa inhlonipho angayiphiwa yukuthi kwenziweni. Kwazithi abantu behlale bemcabanga-ke sithi ah kwakulo ndoda enje.
Sithi siyazi ekhaya ngibona engathi banama-heroes naye angabekwa kuma-heroes ma kuukuthi i-government iyavuma ngoba umuntu kade lela ilungelo he was the freedom fighter.
Kodwa ukuthi uhulumende angavuma siwile athi uBennett ayekhona ngale e-heroes ekhe.
Akhona angeke avume ngoba ngabacindezeli la babethi bona balwa nabacindezeli fajini babacindezeli manje abahufulezi bemnotho bana bani.
Phosa-ke elakho lokugcina baba.
Ya, ngithi mina hayi siyamkhumbula kakhulu uRoy Bennett efana nomunye umlungu esinaye lapho kuthiwa ngubaba uMr. Pickles. Naye uyeni lona ngomunye umlungu naye olweli lungelo labantu kakhulu.
Aha, aha. Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke sibakhulule. Ungadinga kusasa ba.
Okay, hayi siyabonga.
Okay, bye bye. So that was Mr. Sibakhulule is saying that you know, Bennett was a fighter, a true fighter, you know. And he says he said that he's gone. And he says he deserves a hero status. And I asked him, can the government really award him that? That's another controversial issue, I tell you.
Indeed. Yeah. I think we have another caller telling me Baba Tinashe. Ah, Naria Chilling.
Hello?
Hey, Magadi.
Tiripo edu Magadi.
Aiwa Tiripo, tipe ufungwa zenyu.
Ah, chokutanga ndinoti tarasikirwa kumachinja ose ari muZimbabwe nekune dzimwe nyika dzose. Zvokwadi tarasikirwa ende tinoti shuwa vakati wakana hararami vakareva. Tine murombo zvikuru.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru baba Tinashe nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinoti ndo vanhu vakadai.
Mune redio padhuze here? Foni yacho iri kuita maungira, hamuzonzwike manje.
Oi, ndaidzima ye.
Taurai zvenyu tinzwa.
Kana vaRoy Bennett ava vasina nebasa rose vachivaita magamba, ndo magamba makuru iwawa. Na sina sarudzo
vangasina godo nomunhu pachokwadi ndozvo tinofanira kuita.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru baba atinashe nekuti foni yenyu iri kumbobreak, asi tinotenda zvikuru.
Maita basa.
Tinotenda. Of course, he's also saying that, you know, these are the true heroes. You know, it's unfortunate that some people buried at the National Heroes Acre are not deserving because, you know, the selection process is political. But he's saying the life of Bennett clearly shows that he was a national hero.
Yes, this is what I was talking about. Israel, Humbe, Ibizo Njalo. I'm told he speaks Shona.
Magadi.
Tiripo makasimba here baba.
Aiwa tiripo tutaura nani?
Ndiva Butawu Israel.
Oh, vabutawu Israel, makadi zvenyu.
Ah, dinosara baba, tinotenda nekupinda womuchirongwa.
Aiwa chirongwa ndechenyu, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndinoti darasiro zvikuru naBenedi, anova ari munhu akanga akasimba mukati mukurara anodzidzirana nezvikuru.
Uyai padhuze nefoni mukoma Israel, makunzwikira kure.
Ndati ndinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Tinoti darasiro zvikuru naBenedi. Zvinonyanya kutirwadza ndechekuti munhu ainge ari padhuze nevanhu. Nyange yanga ari munhu chena asi yanga asii arisi rudzi rwake asi aibata se arubata rudzi rwekwake chaivo. Zvinova zvese zvatinoona zvinokundikana nerudzi redu chaivo, vamwe vari kutisarudza vanenge vachitirasirawo kunze. Saka zvinhu zvatinochema zvikuru kudai takwanisa kuwana vamwe vanhu vakafana naivavo vanokwanisa kuti batawo zvakanaka, ndinobayira kuti zvedu zvibatise.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vabutawo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa ndinokutendai nenguva yamandowanisawo, ndafara zvikuru pazuva ranhasi kupindawo muchirongwa.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru, chirongwa ndechenyu. That was Mr. Israel Butawo there. He's saying that you know, Mr. Bennett, the late Bennett, according to him, he did not know any rest, you know. So he says that many people struggle, you know, to identify with people who are not of their own race. And he says he was a rare breed, and his life must be celebrated, Gibbs.
Apostle, you meet and do a short one. Now, hero or no hero status, we know that the hero status could be very controversial. So he's a hero for some people, but he won't grace the hero's acre, right?
I think these are the areas where we need the reforms in Zimbabwe. The issue of hero or no hero must not be a political process. It must be a process that is looking at the work that somebody did, the wars that somebody fought for the people, the achievements that he made with and for the people. It must not be a ZANU-PF decision. It must not be a political decision. But it must be a people's decision. There must be a separate council or board that looks at who goes to the hero's egg, because many that are buried there don't even deserve to be there.
Mr. You. Chamisa, your last word?
We remember Honorable Bennett and my Bennett Shiva for the job well done, and we just want to thank Zimbabweans for their show of love, show of sympathy, their condolence messages. We continue to receive a lot of those messages at the office, at the headquarters, at Avisam, and even in our individual spaces as the leadership of the party. Our president, President Tsvangirai, also did a statement this afternoon from South Africa. He remembers the work they did together.
Thank you, Mr. Chamisa. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. We'll put that statement on our Facebook pages. Thanks to Mr. Nelson Chamisa, Apostle Midian Dube, our viewers, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.